USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the U.S. delegation remains in North Korea this weekend trying to restart plans for a June 12th summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, a Senate Republican says he doesn't believe Kim is to be trusted.
This is a man who has to figure out how to survive in power for 50-something years as a dictator and is probably afraid that if he gets rid of these weapons, at some point, someone's going to take him out.
Senator Marco Rubio speaking on ABC's This Week.
We have a leader in Kim Jong-un who has almost an emotional attachment and a personal psychological attachment to these nuclear weapons. They make him feel prestigious. They make him feel powerful.
Just outside Baltimore, Maryland, historic Ellicott City is under a state of emergency after flash flooding devastates downtown following 7 inches of rain in just about an hour yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
It's Memorial Day 2018, America's Day to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their nation. President Trump will mark it by taking part in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery at 11 a.m. Eastern. He's then expected to deliver a speech at the cemetery. Parishioners of the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Hobbs, New Mexico, say they witnessed a statue of the Virgin Mary crying last week. Now the church officials want the local Catholic diocese to investigate what they say could be an actual miracle. Gulf Coast states preparing for a big rainmaker and subtropical storm Alberto expected to make landfall sometime later today.
The majority of forecasts that we have seen have been in the 4 to 6 inches and maybe higher. The latest one we got was 12 inches, and truth is, we just cannot know yet.
That's the Emergency Management Chief for Bay County, Florida, Mark Bowen, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Accurate or not so much, many are comparing the Russia investigation to the Watergate scandal. We get the latest from USA's Rick Vincent.
The president tweeting, quote, "Why didn't the 13 angry Democrats investigate the campaign of crooked Hillary Clinton? Many crimes, much collusion with Russia. Why didn't the FBI take the server from the DNC?" On Fox News Sunday, the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, compared the Russia investigation to Watergate. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff agrees, but for different reasons, of course. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Schiff said, just like Watergate, you have a break-in at the DNC and a presidential cover-up.
You have a president peddling these falsehoods, and you have essentially people putting out a propaganda like Rudy Giuliani to further that fiction.
On Fox News Sunday, Giuliani accused the Obama administration of spying on the opposition party.
They're the Watergate. They're the people who have committed the crimes. What we have to do is go to court and seek protection from the court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos making quite a claim. He says heavy industry will need to move to the moon soon, or the human race is not going to survive. He's the richest man on Earth, and he told a space development conference late last week he's ready to help with further lunar exploration and an eventual moon settlement with his Blue Origin rocket startup. He told the nonprofit National Space Society going back to the moon is a must. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.